Hello everyone, welcome to a random recording, which is what I usually do, random recordings, because random recordings are fun. So what are we going to be talking about today? Well, we're going to play some games on a Blazing Note Taker. More specifically, this will be a Barrel and Speak 2000, although this really doesn't have too much of a difference. Briefly, for those of you who don't know what Blazing Note Takers were, Blazing Engineering was a company that was around since the 80s, mid to late 80s to well into the 90s, actually in early 2000s, when they, along with Arkenstone and Henter Joyce, merged into the thing that we now know as Freedom Scientific, which I think most people should know. And these things started out being quite simple with some memory, and you could write your notes into them and you couldn't really delete them. Later units, like the 2000s, included both RAM and flash memory. One of the things that you may find odd now is that you are all the time working with RAM, and while in modern operating system like Windows or OS X, you do something like you open Notepad and you open a file in Notepad, it automatically loads it into RAM, you go to save, and it takes you to the hard drive. On the Braille and Speak, you actually have control over this. You open your file. Actually, you create your files in RAM. They stay in RAM even if you turn the note taker off. And then, if you want, you can move them into flash memory. But then if you want to edit them again, you have to manually move them into RAM. So the files are split into page blocks. One page is 4K or 4096 bytes. Not something you have to worry about. Not anymore. Before you actually had to specify file size and grow the file if you wanted to add more to it. Later firmware revisions got rid of that, and we're not actually going to look at that part of it, because all that a Braille and Speak really was, if you came down to it, was a box running a Zilog Z80 CPU, which back then was incredibly common, and a lot of computers used it. The ZX Spectrum comes to mind, and I believe also the Amstrad CPC and a lot of other computers. I don't want to say list too many because I might just accidentally stumble one that wasn't using it. But basically, the Z80 was as common as Intel x86 processors are now. So, of course, that meant a lot of programs could be written for it with Z80 assembly. There was a SDK that allowed people to write their programs in C and then compile them. There was an API which allowed you to access the more specific features of Notetaker, like the Ardic SSI 263 speech synthesizer or the keyboard, because really all the Braille and Speak is just a rectangular plastic box with a couple of ports and seven keys, the six Braille dots and a space bar and a speech synthesizer inside it. People have written a couple of games, a few from Blazy that are native Z80 code. And then later in 1995 and 6, there was a basic interpreter released, which a few more people have started writing for, a few of which you might be able to actually recognize from audio game development. Most notably, Daniel Zinger. We're going to see a couple of his games in this one because actually they're going to be quite interesting. I don't think I'll be going through every single thing that was written for Blazing Note Takers, because that would just take too much time. But hey, a few of them have been ported to BGT now, like modern Windows ports, and it might be kind of interesting for people to have a history where all this stuff started. So without further ado, I'm just going to flip the switch on the Braille and Speak, and we'll get in and get started and show you around a little bit.
Braille and Speak 2000 ready, test SRC now open.
So it puts me in the last file that I was working on, which was actually me experimenting with the aforementioned basic interpreter. I think I'm actually going to turn the speech down just a little bit. Now this hum you're actually hearing comes from the speech chip. See, it just turns off because it wasn't speaking for a long time.
Exit.
So that is just a fact of life. And not too much you can do about it. All right, so I need to get into the list of files. To do that, I'm going to press an O chord, which is pressing dots 1, 3, and 5, which is, of course, O in Braille with the space bar.
option.
This menu allows you to do a lot of things like go into the calculator or the stopwatch and do other things, but I want to press F, which brings me to the file menu.
Enter file command.
And I can now type other things to manage all the files on the device, including browse them, which is done by pressing that 4 and that 1 of the spacebar, which just moves you through pretty much every menu. But there's also a shortcut in here, which is dot 5 and dot 2 of spacebar, which only moves you through programs. So we're going to go ahead and do that.
Below PRIOPLS 2 pages external program. Object PRIOPLS 3 pages external program.
Hopefully you can understand what it's saying a little bit.
PRIOPLS flash file for
I understand
project
that this speech used to be really hated before. And I'm pretty sure that if you're used to like Eloquence or Vocalizer, you're going to have some slight difficulties understanding it. Now, I might actually speed up just a little bit.
Faster.
Not by much.
Enter file command.
I will try to explain what's going on. So, this is the first thing that would come on. This is a very simple game, which is quite self-explanatory when you actually get into it. So, you can press the question mark on any program, external program file, and it will tell you what it is.
No help is available. Okay, enter file command.
Sometimes. In the case of this one, it doesn't. But if I go to something like the basic interpreter, which as you can see is much bigger than the thing we just went past, it will tell us what it is if we press the question mark on it.
Basic interpreter on program, enter name of program to run on the command line, December 21, 1995. Okay, so, enter file command.
So we now know what this does, but I want to go back to Dino, which is a very simple thing to start with.
Help 9 pages, gray
that would put us
Okay.
So, to launch the program you're pointing at with the cursor, you can just press an O chord. You can also type an X and enter a file name manually from the options menu, but we're going to go ahead and type an O chord.
Hello, I am Dino. If you find me, hit anything. Enter a number from 1 for fast to 9 for slow.
So basically, the Braille and Speak will just start listing off names, and when we hear it say Dino, we need to press something. I'm going to set the speed to 5 because I'm playing 4 maybe? Yeah, let's set 4. It's a type of 4.
Sam, Joseph,
in Braille.
Sam, Robert, Leslie, Marty, Stephen, Mike, Sharon, Charlie, Rick, Lily, Cindy, Everett, Caroline, Mike, Dino, you found me. Type LED to try and or so, report to twit.
This is pretty much how this works. You can do this as many times as you want.
Cindy, Bruce, Stephen,
if you get it wrong,
Sharon, no, that was not me. Type LED to try and or report to twit.
That wasn't me.
So long until next time. Okay, enter
just
file
type the Z code to get out of there, and
PRIOPLS 3 pages external program.
We can just kind of keep going here.
PRIOPLS 2. Logic, PRIOPLS 3 pages.
Then we have Logic, which is kind of like Mastermind, or, well, not kind of, it is pretty much, except instead of dealing with numbers, you're dealing with letters.
Hello, type AY for instructions, and the other key to play.
So, let's might as well press Y, get full experience.
See if you can guess the correct sequence of four letters, using only the letters A through F. I will tell you how many you matched exactly, and how many are correct but not in the proper place. Type your guess now.
So we need to type a sequence, so let's try A, B, C, D.
Input A, B, C, D, except one misplaced, to type your guess now.
So, out of all that, we have one in the right place and two misplaced, so let's try A, C, D, B.
Input A, C, D, B, except 2 misplaced, 0, type your guess now.
Alright. So now we have 2 exacts, so I don't know which ones, of course. So let's try A, C, B, E.
Input A, C, D, B, except 2 misplaced, 1, type your guess now.
Alright, so E, C, B,
input A, C, B, D, except 1 misplaced, 1, type your guess now.
So, we got a slight interruption from the phone, and I totally lost my train of thought. It was, B, C, E, A?
Input B, C, E, A, except 2 misplaced, 1, type your guess now.
Mm-hmm. So, let's try ECBA.
Input ECBA. Accept one misplaced to type your request now.
So yeah, this is pretty much how that goes.
The correct answer was ACDC. So long till next time. Okay, enter file comment.
ACEC. I would be amused if it was ACDC, actually. Alright, so...
Frontier PLS flash file 14 pages external program.
Then we'll get the basic interpreter. We'll come back to that one because it's kind of interesting.
Frontier PLS flash file 3 pages external program.
Simon is actually more fun because we get to make noise with the speech synthesizer.
Welcome to Simon. Press spacebar to learn what a P sound like or any other P to start a game. Press dot 1, dot 3, dot 4, and dot 6 to hear their sounds. Press any for P to exit learn mode and begin the game.
So basically, we're only playing with three keys. This one, this one. This is causing the background noise to be making very interesting noises. Alright, well, let's get started, I think. Hello?
Exit in learn mode.
Alright, so that just means to repeat the sequence.
The correct sequence was... Your score was 1, press spacebar to play and the
no,
other...
No, we're not having that. I'm having way too much fun listening to the background noise changing, really. Which is quite amusing. Whoops.
The correct sequence was... Score was 6. Press spacebar to play and any other key to exit.
Basic programs also can generate tones, but not like, not quite like this, because there is some delay and things going on. And also, this one actually okay, continues to generate comment. The code as long as you hold the key, which is quite interesting in its own right. All right, next we have the. No, we are put back here. That's awesome. Then we have the metronome, which is not exactly a program per se. But actually, since we're talking about the tone generation, there is one thing that you need to be aware of. There is, in the later Braille Lazy devices, the BNS 2000, and I think... I don't know if the Braille 18 also had this, but I know the 40 did, I'm pretty sure. There is a double speed feature. The processors were upgraded, which allowed them to run at twice the normal clock speed. In most cases, this is really good because it makes the device more responsive and other such awesome things. There is one side effect of this, though, and that is that anything that generates sound breaks horribly, including BASIC and the Simon game and other such things. Now, the API was actually later updated that it would allow you to turn this off in the program, but the BASIC program was never updated to use it, so, or the Simon game for that matter. So, if I put the Braille speak into double speed, which you can do from the status menu, and we go back to play Simon, whoops, which I'm just gonna do like this.
Welcome to Simon, press spacebar. Press dot 1, dot 3, dot 4,
and let's once again press those keys. You heard how they sounded like before. Now, so we're getting very interesting results here, and let's play the game like this.
The correct sequence was. Your score was 1. Press spacebar.
Let's try that again. But you can at least notice that we are playing with double speed. And this.
The correct sequence was. Your score was 7. Press spacebar to play and the other key to exit.
So yeah, the metronome gets to have the exact problems as well.
Space double speed up.
So if I bring this out of double speed for the rest of this demo, I think we'll be much better off.
Invalid input.
All right, next up is. Whoops, where am I?
Abort test period S1. Enter file. Below period. Run period. Symbol period.
And then we have Hangman, which is pretty self-explanatory, although it does use some interesting pitch effects and things while you play. Has own word list, so, you know, let's just quickly play it. And let's see if I can actually get the word, because honestly, when I was testing these programs before the demo to see if they work, I totally didn't.
Welcome to Hangman version 2.01. Press question mark door for help. Lower test 10 letters. Enter.
So you can actually enter one letter, or you can try to guess the whole word at once. You can also do an S code to turn sound on.
Sound off.
Sound on. So let's type a T. Because it's usually in them.
You are right. There is one T. Lower is.
So, as you can probably guess, the beep is a blank space. Now, let's try an E.
Right on, there is one E, lower is.
Let's try an L.
L. No, there are no L's in lower.
First, we draw the head.
So it lowered the pitch of the frequency of the voice to make it sound menacing, which is amusing.
You already guessed that letter.
Oh, there's no. Oh, we tried an E already? Okay. Did we try an L? Yeah, we have. Okay, so let's try an S. Yes, I want to guess an S.
You are right. There is one S. Lower is S.
Okay, so let's try an R.
R. You are right. There are three R's. Lower is S. D.
Ooh.
R. D. R. R. S. D. R. Dash. 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 And three S.
I'm pretty sure that someone smarter than me already has an idea where this is going because I don't. Let's try an O.
O. Incorrect. There are no O's in lower.
No. Okay. We draw the neck.
Neck. S. D. R. Dash. 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 And three S.
Let's try G.
G. Run. There are no G's in lower.
No G's.
No. We draw the body.
Body.
Try and a K.
Sorry, there are no K's in the word.
Sorry.
No, we draw the left hand.
Left hand.
You know,
S-T-R-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S
That's kind of funny. Well, actually, the speech chip itself doesn't have any ability to generate phonemes. All it really does is, it can generate phonemes, but someone else has to parse it and make words. So the Berlin Speak actually has code for this, which is also why it can be multilingual. All right, keep guessing this word. W?
W. That's right. There is one W.
Lower it.
S. T. R. W.
SDR-W-L-3-S. Oh. ST. What is this again?
Tells Rock to view help S T B L S R O G K L W. Press AP to continue.
I wanna see the word.
SDR-W-L-3-S. Lower this. S T R W T R R SDR-W-L-3-S.
What the hell could mean those blank spots? An I?
No, there are no eyes in the word.
Nope.
No, we draw the right hand.
Oh,
right hand.
We're going to go down history as being hung on a wall.
You. Sorry, there are no U's in the word.
No, we draw the left foot.
Oh no. Basically have like two more guesses. We already guessed A, of course.
A.
I think.
You are right. There is one A.
Oh, we didn't? Wow. Strawberry, of course. This is so obvious now.
Right on. There is one B. So it is. S-T-R-A-W-B-B-R-R.
And there's one more blank space. It's obviously a Y.
Y. Congratulations, you guessed the word was strawberry. Strawberry, S-T-R-A-W-B-B-R-R-Y. Another word, Y slash, another word, press Y or N.
So, once again, we can get another word. The reason I think we're hearing things coming up twice is because it's trying to output different things to speech in Braille, and for some reason that causes the whole thing to be read out twice.
Thanks for playing, gentlemen. Okay, and for
I don't think we can actually do anything about that. But yeah, so that was interesting. Actually, much like I said, if we hadn't, then the scary deep voice would have told us that we're hung and that they drew the news. Yeah, the news. So, back to the program. Then we have Minesweeper, which I honestly cannot understand. It's one of the most confusing things as far as actually navigating the board. And that's pretty much it for the natively compiled programs, but there's, of course, still the aforementioned basic interpreter. So if I do a file search...
Enter file name.
For star dot bass, we get quite a few basic programs. Now, of course, the Braille and Speak actually does not have file association, so if we do what we just did for the other programs, and just try to press a an O chord, we just get the Braille and Speak's file editor, and this is compiled binary, so if we try to read this file, the first line, it's a blank.
Number signed, quote, welcome to pinball, quote, live 582551500451451300151. $8 escape 1 $8 sign equals quote escape quote left side left pred dot 1 right pred sounds quote 5 £1 D 1 $103 pound quote right side left pred dot 4 right pred sounds quote 5 £11 $103 percent quote left
escape is quote 5 0 number sign left out of here. Never mind. So what we actually need to do is need to call the run program. This will be much faster if I just use the X option to execute and just give it the file on the command line. So we just do run, space, and then we tell it what file to run. So there's actually quite a few here that we can play. I'm going to start with my favorite probably, which is actually Click. Now this game could, I think, in today's world, make a very good transition as an iOS or Android app. Because it's simple. It's kind of like Beep on steroids. It's a very weird way to describe it. But honestly, I think it works. So we typed in run space click. It automatically assumes the .bass extension. We could have provided it. It wouldn't have hurt anything. And if we press E chord, we get into click. Which is now loading.
Welcome to the Clipping Metal. Please enter the game difficulty left pred 1251 equals easiest, 5 equals hardest, right pred, press to tackle sound or H for home make game.
So first we're going to press H to turn sound on.
Done.
Well, there's already sound, there's please always going
the
to be a click.
Left pred 1251 equals easiest, 5 equals hardest, right
pred, press to tackle sound or H for home make game. Managed to hit one of the clicking invaders. So if we press 1 now,
please enter the level you wish to play. 1 is a zone, 2 warm up, 3 pound before the storm, 4 the storm, 5 insane.
I just go ahead and unlock, hit 1 to play the first level. You can actually make your own levels for this game. It will allow you to program your own patterns, and you'll see how this works as we go.
Wave 1.
So, this sound is going to get progressively louder, hopefully not too loud. And we need to hit it on the on the 10th click, I believe. press the space bar on it. There we go. Now, you could totally fall asleep at first. You get 30 lives? You might think it's a lot, but believe me, it isn't. Especially in the later levels. You can already tell how much lag we have. That's going to really get us back. And no, this is not lag caused by my recording setup. Waves. 15 waves in each level, I believe.
Wave 7.
Occasionally, now we're getting to the point where the volume of the sound will just reset itself. And when it does, you don't actually want to hit it because it's resetting the timer of the clicks coming at you.
Wave 9.
And I think we're also going to have sounds that jump sometimes. But I still gotta count them the same way.
Wave 14.
Oh!
Missed 29 lives left.
That lag just got the better of us. Oh my god!
Missed 28 lives left.
Gotta hold down the spacebar and let it go.
Wave 15.
That seems to be a much better strategy.
It will be level 1. It will have been given 3 additional lives. Please enter the level you wish to play to warm up.
Alright, next level!
Wave 16. Miss 30 lives left.
Oh, this one actually goes up to 12.
Wave 17. Wave 18. Wave 19. Wave 20.
All of these sounds, by the way, are generated with the speech chip just by feeding it phonemes.
Wave 21.
At different volumes and pitches.
Wave 22.
On something like the Eureka A4. Which also had, it had 4 sound channels, very much like an Amiga, actually. And apparently some of them had an FM synth as well, which is quite interesting. Hopefully I will do more recordings like this. I want to do something like this also for DOS games. Probably using the Brown Speak as a synthesizer, because it's real. It's the only synth that I have. Oh my god.
Wave 27. Wave 28. Wave 29.
Alright. Really?
You beat level 2. You have been given 5 additional lives. Please enter the level you wish to play. 3
and I believe...
Four, the storm. 5 insane.
Is it on 3 or on 4 that it's the game goes apeshit crazy?
Wave 31, 13.
So now...
Wave 32, 1. Miss 34 lives left. Miss 33 lives left.
Miss 32 randomizes.
Miss 30 lives left. Miss 29 lives left. Miss 28. Miss 27 lives left. Miss 12. Miss 24 lives left. Miss 23 lives left. Miss 22. Miss 21 lives left. Miss 20 lives. Miss 9. Miss 8. Miss 16 lives. Miss 15 lives left. Wave 34, 3. Miss 14 lives. Wave 35, 10.
So, wave basically, 36, 8. You need to listen to what
wave
it says.
37, 9. Miss 13 lives left. Wave 38, 40. Miss 12 lives left. Wave 39, 3. Miss 11. Miss 10. Miss 9. Miss 8. Wave 40, 3. Miss. Wave 41.
And back to 12, miss 6 lives left.
Wave 42. Wave 43. Wave 44. Miss 5 lives left. Wave 45. Miss 4 lives left. Wave 46. Wave 47. Wave 48. Wave 49. Wave 50.
This is surprisingly miss difficult, actually.
Amazing, you have completed level 3. You have been given 4 additional lives. Please enter the
dude,
level 2.
Dude, I need like 14, not 4 insane. For that. I'm pretty sure we're not gonna be getting too much further, but...
Wave 51.
Oh.
Miss 5
really?
Lives left. Miss 4 lives left. Miss 3 lives left. Miss 2 lives left.
Okay, this is where recording like might actually also be... No, this is randomized too! No!
You lose, thanks for playing, okay?
Yeah, yeah, so this game is ridiculous as far as how annoying it is, but it's also very addictive. I really still think that this would make for a good game for mobile now. So, that's actually one that no one has ported. This next one is also something that wasn't ported. It's called Point Rally. And it's a collection of various mini-games, which basically allow you... Well, the idea is you want to get as many points as you can. And the way you do that is pretty simple. You have to just kind of go with what it says. And follow the instructions. There's like 15 different games and you want to get as many as you can. Some of them are luck-based, some of them are skill-based to an extent. So let's do this.
Welcome to Point Rally. Do you want sound games included? Left brain, wise left and right brain.
The reason it's actually asking us for this is, again, as I said, the basic interpreter wasn't updated in 1995, so there was a double speed issue that we already discussed. There is another issue with the... with the sound interpreter, the sound feature, that it's accessing some low-level assembly for the speech synthesizer. With the later Braille and Speaks and the Millennium line of note-takers, Freedom Scientific had then switched to the RC8650, which basically, for those of you who might not know, is the same synth that is in the Double Talk or the Triple Talk or the Book Runner, Roadrunner, sorry, He just made a new book reader out of those two words. Yeah, it actually also had a sound generator, which was much easier to access. But, of course, the basic program didn't know about it, and it tried to call a memory address, which now points to something completely different, and it would cause your device to crash if trying to play sounds, which is why it's asking you this question. But we're going to say yes, because we have a very much supported device, and let's roll with it, see what happens. So we start off pretty simple. Got a guess number. So, of course, let's start halfway. Of course, this is kind of annoying that it doesn't tell us if it's higher or lower. So, guessing at 5 wasn't very helpful. So, let's keep going. And as we keep guessing, the score we're going to get at the end is actually decreasing. 9, 1, 2. So basically, 50 points was actually the least you could get in that one. Okay, now we have a 66% chance to get 88 points. Very much random. I might as well.
Okay, the result is success. Pints, 138, games read 21, get as close to 21 as possible for more pints. You have 0 so far, H equals 5, S equals 10.
So now we're basically playing a slightly weird version of blackjack, so let's hit.
6 run, you have 6 so far, H equals
5. Hit again.
2 run, you have 8 so far, H equals 5.
Hit again.
5 run, you have 13 so far, H equals 5, S equals 10.
Hit again.
3 run, you have 16 so far, H equals 5, S equals
10. And I guess we're gonna stay here.
You get 1,000 points. Points, 1,138. Game 4. What are the odds the computer has selected a number from 1 to 10? The number is 7. Do you think the next number the computer selects will be higher, lower, or equal to that number? L equals lower, H equals higher, B equals equal to.
I think it's much like more likely that the number is going to be lower. So we're going to say lower.
The computer's second number is 7. You get run, you get nothing, points, 1,138, game 5, bonus round, select, game 2, play left, friend, 1, 2, 15, right, friend.
So I'm pretty sure that if you were to play this for long enough, you could map this out in your head. Of course, I haven't, so we're going to pick game number 12, because one, I like two. That number.
Marathon, you must race against the computer, you have 1,138 points. How many points will you bet on your winning?
How many? Let's do 442, because I like 42.
The computer will go first, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 12 p.m. The computer ran a total of 12, now it's your turn, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m.,
using kilometers.
7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m.,
yes, 11 p.m.,
you ran a total
no!
of 11. You lose, you had over the pints. Pints, 696. Game 6. Smart move, please select 1. A equals at 10% of my pints to my score. B equals give me 200 pints.
10% from 600 is actually a lot less than 200, so nope.
You now have 896 pints. 896. Game 7. 21. Get as close to 21 as possible for more pints. You have 0 so far. H equals 6.
Like blackjack. Again, of course, the games you get are randomized.
8 run, you have 8 so far, H equals
6. As we figured out, there's 15 games, and it just picks a random one every time.
2 run,
which is why you can also get duplicates.
9 run, you have 19 so far, H equals 6.
Nice, I gotta stay here.
1,500 pints are yours, pints. 2,396, game 8. Marathon, you must race against the computer.
Oh, doing this again?
2,396 pints. How many pints will you bet on your winning?
Let's do 442 again.
The computer will go first, 1 p.m, 2 p.m, 3 p.m.
Yeah, you can already die. Yeah, stop here.
5 p.m, the computer ran a total of 5. Now it's your turn, 1 p.m, 2 p.m, 3 p.m,
4 p.m,
5 p.m, 6 p.m.
Yup, there we go.
7 p.m, 8 p.m, 9 p.m, 10 p.m,
11 p.m, 12 p.m. You ran a total of 12.
You will get 442 points. Pints,
nice.
2,838, game 9. What are the odds the computer has selected a number from 1 to 10? The number is 9. Do you think the next number the computer selects will be higher, lower,
yeah,
or equal to
I still think it's lower.
The computer's second number is 5. You guessed correctly, you guessed 1,800 pints. Pints, 4,638, game 10. Marathon, you must raise against the
again?
Computer. You have 4,638 pints. How many pints will you bet on your win?
Might as well bet it all. I think this is the last game. 4, 6, 3, 8.
The computer will go first. 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m.
Well, at least we didn't actually lose anything, because if we had, we'd have had zero. But there is more. I want to try this again because we didn't actually get any. We didn't get any sound games, which is quite boring.
Welcome to Pine Trolley. Do you want sound games included? Left, brain, white, lesson. Pine zero, pain one, paper, rock, scissors, select, beat, or press.
Yeah, so basically we're playing rock, paper, scissors. I like scissors because they're metal.
Computer selects rock, you lose pints, zero, pain two, take your chance. You have a 66% chance to get 1013 pints. Okay, the result is, failed, you lost 1013 pints.
Ooh.
Pints, zero, pain three, rapid piece, hit as fast as you can until the finish clips are sounded. You took 15 seconds, you get 1,333 points. Points, 1,333 game 4. What are the odds the computer has selected a number from 1 to 10? The number is 4.
Number is 4.
Number the computer selects will be higher, lower, or equal to that number.
This is annoying because, higher, it's like halfway. I guess the odds are higher, that it's gonna be higher.
L equals lower, H equals higher, equals equal.
I'm gonna say higher.
The computer's second number is 3. You just run,
what's
you
get nothing,
points, 1,333, game 5, bonus round, select, game 2, play left, friend, 1, 2, 15, right, friend.
Tried game 12, last time, let's try game 11.
One. Darts, press dot 4 to increase the sound, and dot 1 to decrease it, the closer the sound is to the middle pitch, the better the shot you take, press space bar to shoot.
Alright, so. This is pretty simple. We're kind of moving this dartboard, this dart cursor, around. Oh, this is how. So, center for this one will be around here. Oh, wow. We apparently overflew the buffer almost. Okay, I'm gonna say center's here.
You got 1,500 points. Points, 2,800.
That's
the highest. Bonus round, select game 2, play left, friend 1, 2, 15.
That was game 11, now game 10. 1,
0. What are the odds the computer has selected a number from 1 to 10? The number is 5. Do you think the next number?
Oh my god, are you serious?
Higher, lower, or equal to
this is like the worst odds ever because they were just pretty much guessing. Okay. See lower.
The computer's second number is 3. You guess correctly,
wow.
You get 1,000 points. Points, 3,833, game 7. Count your luck, press 1 to try and get 500 points. 2 for 1,000 points, 3 for 2,000 and 4 for 3,000. Press X to stop. Enter a number left, press 1, 2, 4, right, press.
2, 4.
Failure, you lose all of your points. Points,
all of
0,
them,
game
really?
8, take your chance. You have a 99% chance to get 2,976 points.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, the result is success. Pints, 2,976, game 9, count your luck, press 1 to try and get 500 pints.
Okay, doing this again, let's see if we can go back to what we had.
Success, enter a number left, press 1 to.
Try that again.
Success, enter a number left, press
1
to.
Maybe one more time.
Success, enter a number
left,
press 1 to 4.
Okay, that's enough.
Pints, 5,976, game 10, 21, get as close to 21 as possible for more pints. You have 0 so far, 8 equals fit, as
equals. Okay, so we actually have a higher score than last time, which is nice.
6 runs, you have hit so far, 8 equals. 6 run, you have 12 shots. 11 run, you go over and lose fewer points.
Well, never mind.
You end with 2,988 points, okay.
Okay, so we could basically spend all the time here playing Point Rally, but that would probably get really boring.
Points plus 3,000, so. Equals 3 quote extra, out quote live plus 1 F0 count, less than 6 decide equals 1 and 8 hours sign equals
4. Oh yeah, we're still looking at
option.
The pinball file.
Enter file
so,
command.
This... Pinball thing is not particularly difficult, and it's nothing like ESP pinball. If you ever played that?
Okay, enter file command.
What?
Compile period
PNS 7. Interesting.
Option. Enter pro. Can't find pinball. Well, okay.
What?
End of file.
Did I just delete that file?
$8 sign escape 1 $8 sign it was closed at left. $8 sign escape 1.
So what's open?
2:55 PM.
That's not.
Open bulk one page is open. Enter file command.
Oh.
Compile period. Oops. PNN. Test period.
Minus period. Where is this file?
Test period 1. Minus period.
Now we need to rename it again.
Web people. Same one period. Run period. Spell period.
Oh, just hit R again.
Enter file name.
Pinball. Bass.
Okay. Enter file command. Exit. Up. Enter.
Now we run pinball.
Welcome to pinball. Press S to listen to the sounds or any other key to play. Left side left friend at 1 right friend sounds. Right side left friend at 4 right friend sounds. Let the game begin.
I don't know if you actually have to wait the longest time. Oh shit, wrong side. I guess you're not supposed to keep the ball falling.
Game over, you've got 440 points, okay.
No, don't ask me how this game works. Because I don't know. Okay, it would probably help if I could see the source code. So next game we can try is Arcade, which is something I kind of forgot how to play, but basically it's another one you can make your own levels for, which you get obstacles, you have to jump, climb, and do other things over, and there's some fake ones, and it's weird. I can't pretend to understand it.
Welcome to Arcade, do you want instructions? Left friend, right slash and slash for no sound, right friend. Arcade is a game where you rely on your reaction time to respond to certain events. Every level has 10 objectives. If the unit says hold, naturally, you must jump over it. So to jump, press J. When the unit says creep, you must climb. If by pressing Z when you encounter water, press S to swim. When the unit says street, you must walk by pressing W. When you come across an enemy, press A to attack it. If you come across a lion, press H to fight if the unit says. Water, press D to duck. Levels get harder, faster, and prettier. If you respond to slower, if a run responds, you lose. Have fun.
Alright.
Password.
So this is if you wanted to play a custom level, but we don't.
Level 1 for starters, hold.
Jump.
Hold.
Jump.
You lose, thanks for playing, okay.
What?
Option. Enter pro.
How does that work?
Stay. Stay.
This game is cheating me. Oh my god. We just started.
Welcome to Arcade. Do you...
No. We don't want instructions.
Password.
I'm gonna have a password.
Level 1 for starters, hold. Hold. Boulder.
Duck.
Boulder.
Duck.
Hold.
Jump.
Hold. For playing, okay.
So, something is really messed up with this game. Can we at least beat one level?
Welcome.
No sound and
password.
No password.
Level 1 for starters. Hold. Hold. Boulder. Boulder. You reacted too slow. You lose. Okay.
Well, no, but didn't tell me to do any... Oh, whatever. Okay, so this is how that game works. Now we can try a couple games that were actually ported. Let's try Battle. The Battle is actually very simple, but kind of interesting.
Welcome to Battle. Do you want instructions? Left friend, Y slash and slash X equals no sound, right friend.
So we can look at the instructions really quickly.
The point of this game is to kill as many enemies as possible. There are a total of 20 enemies. If your power or your enemy's power goes down to 0, that person dies. If you kill all 20 enemies, you win once in a while. You will get a bonus match which will allow you to restore power and get an easy win. If you are in a desperate situation, try using a spell if you have one. Good luck. Start with more attack, power or defense. Left prend A slash B slash D right prend.
Let's go for attack.
Use 1 rocket, 2 armor, 3 health kit, 4 attack range, 5 poison, or 6 spell ability, S4 stats on last fight, V2 turn your close mode off, Q2 quit.
I don't know what this does, but let's say 1 use rocket.
Old man, 600 power, 200 strength, 200 defense, U, 4000 power, 1200 attack, 500 defense, A equals attack, R equals restore, B equals double attack.
So, double attack is actually a dummy option, and it does not do anything, so let's hit A.
You fit for 24.
And that first beep we heard was actually the balance clock because it's 3 PM right now. Ow! Getting my ass handed to me right now. There we go. Let's use attack drain. So one is the spell we can use, and that regains, it resets all our stats. Oh hit you.
Super fit.
Oh yeah!
You fit for 980.
Nice!
392 power.
He's healing himself.
You fit for 0.
No way!
She hit you for 0.
Oh! Wow, that was amusing.
You fit for 890.
There we go.
Attack by us, our dead.
So our attack stat just went up.
3 health hit, 4 attack drain, 5 and 4 6 spell ability.
Let's use attack drain. I don't know what that does.
Martial artist, 1,500 power, 500 strength, 600 defense, 3,158 power, 1,300 attack.
As you can see, our attack actually went up.
You fit for 661. She hit you for 0. Martial art.
Did nothing to us, apparently.
You fit for 207. She hit you for 0.
And again? Oh, this attack run is actually doing something.
You fit for 166. She hit you for 0. Martial art.
Yeah, it really is doing something. Or maybe I'm just getting extremely lucky.
She hit you for 203. Martial artist.
Yeah, I think I'm just getting lucky.
You fit for 189. She hit you for 270. Martial artist. You fit for 0. She hit you for 142. Martial artist. You fit for 143. 1,370 power, got back. Martial artist, 1,478 power, 500 strength, 600 defense, 2,500.
What an idiot, he's actually Super healing himself. Oh yeah!
You fit for 1,600, you win the fight. You got a spell.
Nice!
Rocket, 2 armor, 3 health kit, 4 attack range, 5.
Let's use armor. Or something.
Fighter, 1,500 power, 1,500 strength, 400 defense, 2,543 power, 1,300
attack, 700
defense, 8 was attack, R equals restore, E equals double attack, 1 great pain, all 3 rage build up.
Rage build up. I tried this once and basically it makes you immobile for a few turns, which is kind of annoying. Oh. What did I press? Nothing.
You fit for 227, super fit. Fighter,
okay, I'm just gonna use regain all, I think.
All power gain. Fighter,
kind of needed it, I think.
Fit for three. Super fit.
What the? Oh, crap.
For fighter,
dude. You're an
asshole. For 103. Fit for 503. Super fit. She hit you for 1,080. Fighter, 600. You fit for 957. You win the fight. Attack on us, our bed.
Beautiful.
Use one rocket, two armor, three chelsea.
Alright, who's next?
Boxer, 2,000 power, 1,200 strength, 1,400 defense, 1,173 power, 1,600 attack, 700 defense, 8 was
so, as you can see.
You fit for 0.
Oh. We're dead.
She hit you for 871. Closer, 2,000 power.
It might not be if I restore, I think. Let's go restore.
3,377 power.
Wow!
You have 3,679. She hit you for 0. Closer.
I did not actually expect that to work as well as it did.
You fit for 0. Super fit.
Of course, I would rather prefer if my attacks actually worked.
You fit for 0.
Which, at the moment, they're not. She
for 867.
And he...
You fit for 0.
He's getting... He's handling
for
my...
You fit for 986.
Being a bad person.
For 0.
Maybe starting 0. With defense was a better idea.
For 86. Loser, 1,000. You fit for 540. Fit for 156.
This keeps up. I'm gonna be here for a while.
You fit for 198. Fit for 0.
Probably gonna play until we actually die.
176 power, 1200 strength, 1400 defense, 2084 power, 1600 attack, 700 defense.
So he has actually a lot of defense, which is not helpful. You know, maybe I would have been able to survive the rage build-up thing before. Now, probably not. That was close.
Okay, first of all, probably gonna heal. 1756 power cut back. You have 2943. Shit, you 40. Three black belt.
And it's actually a good start because apparently. He didn't do anything. You know what? Let's use the rage thing.
You don't have that spell. It was attacked. Sorry, it was rest
for this one then.
Your rage has begun. Shit, you 40.
So for a minute.
Three black belt, 2000 power, 2000 strength, 1400 defense,
we can 2900
power, 1700 attack, 900 defense, 8 was attack.
We just need to kind of stay there.
Super fit. Fit for 1064. Shit, you for 718, rage building. Three black belt.
Until eventually, when the rage builds up far enough.
Shit, you for 1035, rage building. 3 black belt, 647 power, 2000 strength,
1400
defense, 1756 power, 1700 attack, 900 defense.
Just kind of go at him.
240, rage building. 3 black belt,
6. Still not actually.
243, rage building. 3 black belt,
400. Can I heal while this is going?
456 power, cut back. You have 2069.
How long does this take?
I'm
gonna say one thing too long.
Alright,
so we somehow actually still managed to get
further there.
Yeah, attack the barbarian. Whoa! That was a super hit. Yeah, see, this was more like a super hit.
240.
I'm not actually gonna heal up anymore because we've been playing this for a while. So that was battle. Or yeah, that was battle. Another game that was actually ported to Windows's hack, which is actually all about hacking into other people's blazing note takers. Gonna play this for probably much shorter time than we just did battle because it's gonna make this thing way too long than it already is.
Welcome to Note Taker Hack. You start with a BNS Classic with 300 tail ramp, no weapons and $1,000. You are on level 1 with 15 fights remaining. G equals go shopping, F equals fight, S equals stats, M equals fight level master, I equals hackers in,
or
F equals
quit. I think we can actually already afford
welcome to
an
the store.
Upgrade.
What do you want to buy? R equals ram upgrade, M equals macros, W equals warm reset, P equals rust.
And let's get macros.
What do you want to buy? R equals ram upgrade, rate in line 2,100,
no!
Okay.
Yep. Option. So Z chord is not actually being trapped in this program. In many programs, it is, but it isn't here. Oops, we don't want to run paddle. We want to run hack.
Welcome to Note Taker Hack. You start with
Let's try that again. Go shopping.
You are on level 1 with 50.
Go shopping. Buy macros, and get back. Not like this, apparently. Nope. How do you... Whoops. Get back. Yeah, we already have macros and...
Okay. Points plus 3,000.
We just,
enter program to execute.
Get slightly... confused. I should probably let it read the... menu all the way.
Welcome to Note Taker Hack. You start with a BNS Classic with 300 KL RAM, no weapons and $1,000. You are on level 1 with 15 fights remaining. G equals go shopping, F equals fight.
No shopping, it's actually that I finished speaking.
What do you want to buy? R equals RAM upgrade, M equals macros, W equals warm reset, P equals rust, G equals global deleter, C equals cold reset, U equals unit melter, U equals quit to main menu.
Oh, it's just Q. Okay, so Q for M for macros.
What do you want to buy?
No Q.
You are on level 1 with 15 fights.
And I can fight!
You are having a BNS classic with 260k. Your ramp is weapon. Metros. Your ramp 300 enemies. Ramp 260. Equals press system. Equals use metros. R equals run away.
So, the more things you buy from the shop, the more things you will have in here. The more...
You destroy 13k of his ramp.
Menu
you destroy
options.
31k of your ramp. Your ramp 260.
And at the moment, we're already losing, which is wonderful.
You destroy 5k of his ramp. She destroys 9k of your ramp. Your ramp 260 LMP. You destroy 49k of his ramp. She destroys 5k of your ramp. Your ramp 255 enemies. Ramp 193. People's press system. People's press system. Equals use metros. R equals. You destroy 29k of his ramp. She destroys 5k of your ramp. Your ramp 200. You destroy 49k of his ramp. Super hacking attempted.
Oh no.
She destroys 92k of your ramp. Your ramp 158 enemies. Ramp 115 people.
Well, we're apparently in the lead.
You destroy 15k of
this
his ramp.
This does.
She destroys 44k of your ramp. Your ramp
150. Reset every fight. Which is really good.
You destroy 19k of his ramp. She destroys 24k of your ramp. Your ramp 90 enemies. Ramp 81p.
But this is still looking pretty terrible for us.
You destroy 24k of his ramp. She destroys 19k of your ramp 71 enemies, ramp 57p.
We may or may not be able to get out of this one alive.
You destroy 5k of his ramp. She destroys 46k of your ramp 12. You destroy 30k of his ramp. She destroys 30k of your ramp. You run out of memory and lose 5% of money. You are on level 1 with 14 fights remaining. G equals go shopping, F equals fight, S equals stats, M equals fight level master, I equals hackers in, Cortex equals quit.
So, as you fight, you can, you get floppy
you
disks
into
and other such things.
An internet boost. What do you want to do? S equals search internet, T equals talk to other hackers, O equals order a grid.
Talk to other people.
You listen intently to what they are saying. Yo, we've got a novice hacker sitting over there. You're going to have to fight a BNS 640 with 640k of RAM to complete level 1. You know, I suggest having at least a warm reset before attempting it. You are on level 1 with 14 fights remaining. G equals go shopping, F equals fight, S equals
so you can get advice. The floppy disks, if you get a disk, you will allow you to upgrade your note taker. And I forgot exactly what it upgrades. I think it upgrades your RAM. Should have actually gotten a RAM upgrade, come to think of it.
Super hacking attempted. You destroy 22k of his RAM. She destroys 24k of your pure.
Oh, this is amusing. Like, my super hack actually took less RAM out than
he
did.
She destroys 1k of your RAM pure.
When, using a normal attack, which is amusing.
You destroy 42k
of course,
his RAM. She destroys 36k
all of this stuff is purely random.
You destroy 2k of his RAM. She destroys 14k of your.
You don't have too much control over it apart from if you get
you
the money, you probably want to upgrade.
She destroys 9k
and,
of your ramp, your ramp.
That's basically the extent of this
you
game,
destroy
really.
43k of his ramp. She destroys 1k of your ramp, 215 enemies, ramp 113 up.
Let's see if we can actually win at least one fight here.
You destroy 22k of his ramp, super hacking attempted. She destroys 12k of your ramp, P.
But this is how this game actually works.
You destroy 19k of his ramp. She destroys 36k
on the
of your
actual
ramp,
hardware, where it makes a lot more sense.
You destroy 49k of his ramp. Super hacking attempted. She destroys 10k of your ramp 157 enemies. Ramp 49.
Oh, we actually might be able to win this one.
You destroy 4k of his ramp. Super hacking attempted. She destroys 74k of your ramp 83 enemies. Ramp 45.
Okay, didn't count that happening.
You destroy 50k of his ramp. Opponent runs out of memory and presses you in. You are on level 1 with 13 fights remaining. G equals go shopping, F equals fight, S equals model, BNS classic, ramp 300k, money 534, runaway chance, 10 discs, 0 weapons, metros. You are on level 1 with 13 fights remaining.
Can we get a RAM upgrade?
You don't have $1,000.
Nope. But yeah, this is pretty much fight. I don't think we want to keep this going
you
for
are on
too
level
much
with
longer
13
because
remaining.
We've already owed an X chord.
You are on level 1 with 13.
X chord.
You are on level 1 with 13.
X chord.
Okay.
Thank you. That took way too many attempts.
Enter file command.
We want to also try.
Option. Enter program to execute.
See, get a couple of games on here.
R. U. N. Space.
Someone actually ported, there's another one, which is kind of interesting, which is Gacha, which is kind of a board game thing, it's weird. There's another one that was actually ported.
Welcome to Gacha load save game, left friend, Y slash and right friend.
Nope, we don't have a load save game.
Enter the number of players, left friend, 1, 2, 4, right friend.
Gonna have two people? Computer
player one
me.
Name.
Me.
Player to name.
And I think if we leave this blank, it'll be a computer.
Enter the amount of money that game goes up to left friend, equal for 10,000 right friend.
Okay, whatever.
Please wait.
I'm not actually gonna play that long.
Mr. Location, the bar, press AP to roll the dice. First dice is A1, second dice is A1, lands on amusement park, picked up some loose change.
Nice. Because
first dice is A1, second dice is A3, lands on dice tool. Meat picks up A plus minus carpet. Increases money by 10%, compute Eastern location, the bar, first dice is A2, second dice is A5, lands on newspaper stand. Eastern location, high school, press AP to roll the dice.
So this game actually goes much faster with double speed on, and I probably should have done that. So,
first you dice is A2, second dice is A3, lands on jewelry exhibit.
Jewelry exhibit.
Meat is about to wrap up jewelry exhibit, all players will vote on whether they believe me. Will be successful or not in Robin, does me change that me will be successful left friend, wise left and right friend.
Do I think I'm gonna be successful? Yes.
Compute votes, me won't be successful, me failed in the attempt, me best wrong and lost 500, compute guessed correctly and got 500, compute Eastern location, newspaper stand, first dice is A1, second dice is A1, lands on wall. Compute has a 78% chance of Robin's up wall. Attempting to steal, failure lose half of money, compute roll the bells and
go ahead,
compute Eastern location, wall, first dice is A5, second dice is A6, lands on garbage dump. Manage to scrape out 800 bucks. Eastern location, two.
Lucky him.
First dice is A3, second dice is A6, lands on garbage dump. Manage to scrape out 800 bucks.
Yeah. We do.
Compute Eastern location, garbage dump, first dice is A6, second dice is A5, lands on lakeside.
In the same place. Lakeside, I think it said. Lakes are fun.
Eastern location, garbage dump, press. First dice is A4, second dice is A4, lands on magic forest. Got a good luck point.
Oh hey, that's awesome, let's roll again.
First dice is A4, second dice is A5, lands on sidewalk. Got hostage.
Hostage. Yeah, man, got a hostage.
Compute Eastern location, lakeside, first dice is A1, second dice is A5, lands on sidewalk. Got hostage.
Okay, so we have one more turn, might as well take it, because apparently I'm going to have lunch soon. So, just go and roll.
First dice is A4, second dice is A3, lands on airport.
Airport.
Plane, bill, free flight, Eastern location, airport, press AP to roll the dice.
Free flight? What does that give us? So yeah, basically,
meet zero, compute zero, press AP to roll the dice.
The idea is that you are playing until one of you reaches the desired money. You can play with actual other people, which I guess was kind of popular in blindy schools back in the day. I don't know. And yeah, so this is a kind of, well,
save game left friend, wise left and right friend. Z-port
out of this. No, we don't want to save.
Okay, thanks for playing. Hope you have fun, okay.
And we're going to flip the power switch off. Because although there is more BNS games, like someone actually ported Oregon Trail because its basic syntax is very similar to the one in Apple or DOS, the Microsoft GNU Basic. So it wasn't very difficult to port games from other systems if they were basic games. But anyway, this was supposed to be quick. It ended up not being quick, it ended up being over an hour. Not quite what I meant, but hey, this is how games worked on a Berlin Speak, and I hope you found this at least half interesting.